Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Friends, welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle. Welcome to episode 10 of The Sesh.
We made it.
We made it, guys.
We made it to 10.
Wow. Thanks for sticking around. If you've been here since the start, or if you're just now joining us, welcome. We are really excited for this episode today. We're going to be playing a game.
Yes.
A newlywed game.
I have always wanted to play
this. So have I.
I sometimes get sad that I don't make YouTube videos like that. You know, like back in the day, I would make games or whatever.
Yes.
Pretty much anything I could think of. And now I can't really do that because it's all true crime. So I'm so glad I have a place to play this. I've always wanted to play this with someone.
Too.
I think it looks so fun.
Yes. Well, we're not newlyweds, unfortunately.
Yeah, sadly.
Sorry to disappoint you.
That's illegal.
That's illegal for us. We're related, but we are best friends and cousins. And so, you know, we figured let's play a game of kind of like who knows who best type of shit. So boom, that's it.
Yeah, and maybe eventually we'll invite the guys on to play with us as well, like against each other, like couples competing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thumbs up if you want to see that.
That's a great one. I'd also like to play some games where it's like girls versus guys, because fuck the guys.
Yes, I agree. We'd probably win at
We'd
that.
Probably win.
If it was who knew each other best, we would win.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In fact, I think we're going to do very well
Me
at
too.
This game. Are we competing against each other?
I mean, I guess I don't want like keeping score per se, but
we're keeping score.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
I don't really know how the fuck you're going to do that, but
we're just going to do it in my notes.
Now. I really want us to, I'm like thriving for us to really do our best and get our answers correct. At least most of them.
We're going
Watch
to.
Watch us suck.
You're thriving for that.
I'm thriving.
And so we're going to manifest it.
I'm manifesting to thrive at that. Okay.
And this week we thought we would change it up a little bit and skip spicy topics because there wasn't anything really spicy going on that we wanted to talk about that really fits this show. So instead we decided we were going to respond. Instead, we are going to respond to some of your comments from the last podcast. You guys had some really interesting things to say and thoughts on the social dilemma. Yes. So I wanted to read some of those. I thought that would be interesting.
We love hearing from you guys and always love scrolling through the comments. It's like my Sunday routine. Mm-hmm. I set the podcast live and then we go.
I read them all.
Yeah, me too.
Which is really fun.
It's my favorite thing.
I love reading such comments. It's my favorite place to read comments of any of our content.
I agree.
So you guys are awesome. Okay. So Carter said, my attention span and ability to focus on one thing at a time is gone due to social media. I can't watch a show without looking down at my phone. I can't drive without listening to a podcast or music. It's something that I think a lot of us need to consciously work on.
That's such a good point. Oh my God, the watching TV with the phone.
Yeah, that's really bad.
So sad.
Dude, sometimes I got 3 screens going. I've got my iPad, my iPhone, my laptop. Sometimes I got the TV on 4 at once.
It's terrible. Sometimes I'll watch a show with like my mom or something and then she'll be like, can you just watch the TV and not be on your phone? I'm like, I can't, mom. I can't do it. I need multiple stimulation at once.
It's so bad and I do it all the time. And then when other people do it, it annoys me.
Yes.
Like if Josh is like on his phone while we're watching a TV show, that will bother me. But I mean, why do we feel the need to get on it? It's like that comfort.
I think it's like we were saying, I think it's the addiction. It's like we're getting a fix because, okay, guys, I feel like sometimes when you get on your phone, you get like this physical relaxation feeling from it. I feel like I get this nice, like warm blanket feeling over me.
I think that's what it is. I think
that's subconsciously scientifically are, like, craving that.
What it is. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's that comfort to be able to log back in and it's your own little world. It's set up how you want and it's distracting. If above
it's
all
so
else,
distracting.
It's distracting. And that's something that I've been trying to do lately is actually sit in anxiety or like uncomfortable feelings without trying to distract myself right away with something and just let myself feel them, whether that's for a minute or two before I just grab something to distract my mind. And that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
That does not feel good.
No.
And that's what your phone really does is like, yeah, kind of comforts you and distracts you from
pulls you out of your
going on
reality and puts you into Twitter world.
We're all addicted to it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
And it seems like everyone agrees pretty much. There are some people that didn't like The Social Dilemma and didn't agree. I've seen a few, not many comments on ours, but on other podcasts, because a lot of people covered this this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was watching another big podcast on here, Simply Podlogical, which is like Christine, who is Simply Neological. It's her podcast. Mm-hmm. And they had like a different take, which I thought was really interesting. They were kind of, you know, approaching it as like, why is this such a shock to everyone? Of course they use our data. And yes, we're addicted to it, but also like, they didn't really give us a solution to fix it. Mm-hmm. So
they're so smart though. Not everyone's as smart as them.
That's so true. God, Ben's like a genius. I'm over here like, I'm addicted to my phone.
I mean, I think I knew how all of this works. I know that there's ads. I know I'm being manipulated, but seeing it all played out in this documentary just made it really hit home than ever and made me really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to see those three dudes in my phone now.
Sad. All right. Well,
but yeah, some people kind of thought that it was over dramatized and it's kind of a duh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone, like, we just are realizing this.
Oh, it's sad that people are just realizing.
Which I see.
But I feel like it really takes it home of how far they go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel maybe, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong and a lot of people already knew this, but I learned a lot.
I
really just put it into perspective, or maybe all of like the things that I kind of low key had in my mind, like, this is probably happening. And they were kind of like, yeah, it's happening. And here's how it's happening. And here's how severe it is. And here's how it's destroying us.
Yeah. And I think it's good to be aware of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to know. And if at the very least, this just reminded people about our phones or made you think about it in a different way, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that this has started a huge conversation on the internet is amazing. That's exactly probably what they needed to do. Is we need to talk about this. We need to come up with our own solutions. People are mad that the documentary didn't give solutions. What's the solution other than forcing the companies to fix it, or we all just delete it? Come on, let's be real. That's not going to happen. Neither of those things are going to happen.
No.
So they're not going to just have this magic solution.
Right.
And is it really the documentary's job?
Right.
They're pointing out an issue.
Totally.
Like if you watch a documentary on climate change, they may have some ideas or solutions, but they don't have the complete.
That's such a good point.
It's not like, oh, they've saved the world.
That's such a good point. Yeah, they weren't coming at it as like, guys, we're here to save you. It's like, guys, wake up and look at this shit. Now it's kind of up to you on what you do with this information.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good point.
I think it's important to make this question. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
Me too. What else we got here?
So Chameleon Clouds said, imagine if social media comes with an age limit in the future, just like how you can't purchase alcohol until a certain age. What do you think about that?
Ooh.
Be very hard to enforce.
Wow. That's really interesting.
But what is considered social media? Does that mean they're banned from YouTube Kids? Are they banned from... Do kids play Neopets these days? Or is that just old as shit?
I don't know, but I'm sure they play like all kinds of games where you can like...
Or apps.
Yeah, like get on
connected
the,
to the internet.
Exactly.
Is that social media?
Right.
It's still a great,
apps? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know because personally, I'm like not a huge type of person that loves when people just randomly create like rules of an age you need to do something.
Yeah.
Like what the hell? So why all of a sudden at 21 am I allowed to drink And then, like, why not 25 when my brain's actually done, you know, growing? Or why not? Or, like, why does it, it I feel like it's kind of case by case. So I don't know if you could really put, like, a limit or, like, a law on that type of thing.
Yeah,
because
that'd be very hard.
Everyone's so different. And I feel like at the same time, you know, there's something to be said about free use of internet, right? Like, if you start making one specific population, you know, have restrictions, then does that just kind of open the door to having other things restricted even more so than they already are? Like, cause I'm really adamant about, you know, free internet use and all that shit.
How much I want them to control that type of thing.
Yeah.
I think people would freak out.
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of hard to make sure that your kids aren't
secretly watching porn on their grandpa's computer.
But also you got to think about the fact that your kid, if they grow up without it, is going to be absolutely clueless when they do log on. What, they're going to turn 18. You're like, here's the internet. Go wild.
Right.
That's a little dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
I could see you, you know, being able to easily get addicted to it after getting it like that. And you should want to teach your kids along the way as well, you know, how to use it, how to be safe.
I agree. Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, I think there's something to be said, and I'm not a parent, so I'm not like here to ridicule anyone's parenting styling, but I think there's something to be said about like being a really, you know, the type of parent that's going to protect their kid and shelter their kid from everything, whether while they're young, and kind of like make them fear, you know, don't do anything bad because this bad thing will happen to
you. The world is scary.
Right. The world is scary because A, when they get out, it is, but like at least let them know that it's scary and be like, but it's okay. We can get through this. Here's how we can get through this instead of just trying to shelter. And then they get 18, go to college, go into a job, wherever they're going. And then it's just a free for all frenzy. Like, does that set you up for even, you know, more failure? I don't know.
I agree. And, you know, lack of experience could get you into some bad situations or you could get taken advantage of, or like I said, become addicted. So I think that's a good argument. I'm not sure. I want to know what you guys think about a social media age limit. Should there be one? And if so, what should that age be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea on that.
Yeah, I guess because like, you need age limits on something, right? It's not like whenever you're ready to drive, you can just get in the car and go. I think there's
and drinking too.
Same. Yeah, obviously, like you don't want an 11-year-old getting wasted because their parents claim that they're ready to drink. So I understand. I'm not saying like, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm very, it's I get really concerned about when there's like a little too much like control over that kind of stuff. Cause like, when does the limit stop? I don't know.
But at the same time, you know, free for all is not great either. So it's kind of a, got to find a balance, I guess. Yeah. I want to know what you guys think about that.
All right. So our last comment is from Sarah Mueller, I believe is how you say her name. And she says, I personally don't really like the documentary. Nevertheless, the topic is really important and everyone should think about what an impact social media can have on your life. It made me more aware of what social media does to me, how it makes me think, and remember how different our lives were just a few years ago. But on the other hand, social media helped me connect with other people like me, finding communities and also educate myself on many topics, which is, I think, a really good point to make. Yeah,
it is.
It's so true.
There are so many positives.
There's so many
media.
Positives. God, I've learned so much shit.
Oh, I've met so many wonderful people.
I feel like our generation, and more importantly, the generation below us, is like way more involved in like world issues and politics and just way more aware of these really important topics that back when I was in high school and in middle school, people didn't know shit about that.
That's true.
So
because oftentimes you hear about things on social media that you wouldn't maybe hear on mainstream news.
A lot of high schoolers aren't going to pop on CNN or Fox or whatever and
even if
catch
they did, it's likely not going to be covered on there.
Right.
Most of it.
Or in a way that's interesting to millennial, you know, minds. So
I don't know. Worldly news is pretty pathetic on our mainstream. So it's pretty much just the American political cycle. Which is sad.
There's a lot more going on.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I think that's been a big part of it, is this accessibility to the younger crowds and making people who are younger, you know, more aware and want to do more for their community and themselves in the world and say like, I can have a say in this instead of just kind of being like, I don't know, it's for adults. I don't know. Type of thing.
So, I mean, yeah, I completely agree. It really does help in so many ways. And it has been a blessing for so many people, especially in the true crime community. People have been able to, you know, build communities for them, support systems, raise money, GoFundMes, help so many different people all over the world. It's important for issues that aren't getting talked about enough, you know, cases that aren't getting talked about enough.
Totally.
Gosh, I can think of so many, so many ways.
God, the Black Lives Matter movement, terrible police violence has always been happening. Now we're just catching it on camera. I mean, it's, and it's being posted from millions of people.
Well, it started, you know, for other reasons, but it really got going and got the momentum of that course, it needed, that's what I'm especially saying. Recently because of social media.
It has really spread that world into like a huge movement now that so many people are aware of and are a part of. And I just think it's been used for a lot of cool stuff.
It can really bring people together. That's for sure. And they did say that in the documentary. I remember in the beginning, he went over the things that it could do, but that's not what the documentary was focused on. They were looking at the negative side. You know, they're not saying there isn't a positive as well. Yeah. So, but yeah, interesting feedback. There was a lot of good comments on this one. You guys had a lot to say. It's a pretty interesting topic and everyone has their own input on it because we all use our phones. This is something we can all relate to.
Yes.
And everyone has a different relationship with their devices. So it's just pretty interesting. But you ready to play this game?
Let's play.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. So the way that we are going to play this is we have whiteboards here. We are going to pull a question and then we're going to both answer the question for ourselves on our own individual whiteboards. And then we are going to try to guess what the other person has answered on their board before we reveal it to each other. Yes. And then we will give ourselves a little like tally or something at the top if we get a point.
Okay.
All right. Let's dive in.
All right. Here we go. First question. Favorite fast food restaurant? Please. Starting off with an easy one.
The only one we'll even eat.
I mean, guess yours. Taco Bell.
Is yours Taco Bell?
It is Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh. Wow. We're meant to be.
Amazing. We each get a point.
That's the only fast food I'll eat.
Same, dude. It's so good.
It is.
And if you are haters of Taco Bell, then you can unsubscribe. Just kidding.
Yeah. You can just leave.
Just leave.
Just kidding. We're going to lose a lot of followers.
It's so good.
Please don't leave.
No, don't leave us.
All right. Next up.
Okay.
Give yourself a point for that.
What is one place in the world your best friend would like to visit most? Can it be like a place we've already been or a place we've never been?
Place we've never been? Yeah.
Okay.
Place you'd like to visit.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to guess for me?
Yeah. Greece.
Nope.
What?
I changed it.
You changed your favorite, your new place you want to go?
It's been changed for like month, like a year now.
Oh,
Greece
no.
is like out. Not that I don't want to go visit Greece.
Greece is out.
No, okay, settle down. Not that I don't want to go visit Greece. I do, but no. I want to go to Hawaii. That's where I want to go more than like anything in the world.
Okay.
I just want to go to motherfucking Hawaii.
Hawaii is pretty beautiful.
All right, where would you want to go that you haven't been? Italy?
That's it. You know me pretty well. Woo, I'm dying to go to Italy.
She wants to go eat that Italian food. Oh, that would be amazing.
I've supposed to been.
You had a trip planned.
I was supposed to go there twice and they both got canceled. Well, one because of COVID, one because I had a bunch of baby bunnies.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, I wasn't too upset to cancel that one, honestly. I was happy to stay home with my baby
with your baby bunnies.
But, all right. Yeah, still haven't made it to Italy yet.
Someday. Biggest phobia.
Phobia. That's hard though. Dang it. I have two that are really high.
Actually, I was gonna say, I don't know.
I've got two.
That's my
biggest phobia. I don't know. I think I got to go with my gut.
Okay. I'm guessing yours.
Okay.
Spiders.
That's it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Heights is second close.
Oh yeah.
One, but definitely spiders.
Okay. What's mine?
Moths.
Oh, that was good. That could have gone either way. I wrote maggots.
Oh, I forgot you hate
or moths. Like I got beef with both of those things. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Next.
Did you give yourself a point? Make sure you're
keeping track. Yeah, yes, yes. What is your best friend's favorite dessert? Fun.
I don't even know how to spell this. All right.
Wait, I don't know what yours is. Oh my God. Okay, I think you got it.
Is yours some type of like banana pudding or bread pudding?
No.
Damn it. I thought it was.
Sorry. It's creme brulee.
Mine's creme brulee.
I was going to guess creme brulee for you. Oh, you spelt it right. I'm pretty sure I fucked that up.
Oh, I yours is creme brulee for me.
Yeah,
this is going really well so far.
I know.
Guys.
I was like, okay, well, luckily I got it right. I was gonna guess creme brulee anyway. So,
well, dang it, I think it's bread pudding.
Because I
really love bread pudding.
Yeah, but I love creme brulee. The fuck? Come on, creme brulee.
That's all like my desserts. OG. This is too hard to narrow it down.
Boo for you. You don't get a point. Sorry. Incorrect. Kidding. All right. Favorite website.
Website.
That's a good one.
Dang, I don't know. It comes down to two.
Come on. You know this.
I think
Be confident. I guess YouTube for yours.
No.
Fuck! What is your favorite website?
I did Twitter.
Oh, okay, what's mine?
I was going to guess Twitter for you.
Wrong. YouTube.
They're even in my heart.
I know. All right, no point for that. Wow. Sad. Favorite food? This is kind of hard because you have multiples. Mm-hmm. Is yours sushi?
Yes. Oh, I wrote down yours.
Wow.
But yes, that is mine. Mine okay. is sushi.
Okay. What's mine?
Pasta.
You wrote down sushi. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
I wrote down pasta the first time.
Pasta is my favorite. I love me some pasta.
What's your favorite type of pasta?
Let's see. I would love a nice white sauce.
Oh, yeah. You do like Alfredo's.
Like with some, or you know what? Nah, fuck that. It's too heavy. If I could really hone in on what I like, I would love like an olive oil, lemony, like a little bit of red pepper, like almost like a scampi.
Oh.
Ooh, maybe some shrimp? Goat cheese thrown in there.
Yes.
Ooh, some feta. Shrimp, some feta maybe. Mm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love mushrooms in my pasta.
Yes, mushrooms are good.
Okay, what are the three things you would grab in a house fire?
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
Okay, pets is, if we're going to pick pets, it's just one. Like we can't be like all of them is saved. Yeah.
Let's just not even have pets.
Okay, pets is not even a
pets
thing.
Pets are we obviously
saving. Yeah, obviously. Okay, so what would you save then? Okay, let's see here. I don't, like, don't have anything in my house that I care about. The fuck? I know. All my shit's at my parents' house.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. I don't have that. I don't have that. All right, mine's gonna be really dumb because all of my important stuff is not really at my house, at my parents' house.
Here we go. It's pathetic. I've got nothing. Is one of yours plants?
No.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. I still have to write my third one. Is one of yours weed?
That would have been good. I just figured I'd get some at the dispensary though. You can always get more.
You don't want it to burn, though.
I saved things that I need even more.
Okay, shit. You need something. There's anything you need more than that?
Mm-hmm.
Your laptop?
Definitely.
Your laptop?
No.
Your medication?
Yeah, my medications is one of them. Okay, and then I put tech, but like my camera.
Okay, yeah. Your camera.
My camera would probably be saved over the laptop because it's a nice camera. And then what's my last one?
Ooh, yeah. Crystals?
That's it?
Yeah.
Because those are one of a kind.
Yeah.
I've got a few that I just know I can't find another one that's exactly like that I'm going to have to take.
Very true.
So I'm going to be hauling rocks out of my house as it's on fire.
That's very true.
What about you?
All right. Guess one for me.
Okay. Maybe like your Grateful Dead merch or like a Grateful Dead art off
the
wall.
Shit. No, but that's genius. That totally should have been one. You know what? I'm giving you credit. Yes. I'm taking one of mine away right now. Correct. All my Grateful Dead crap, I would take it away. Okay, good job. What else?
Weed?
Yep.
Okay, got one. And crystals?
No.
You would leave the crystals? You'd let them burn?
Fuck him. Fuck the rocks. The rocks don't burn, right? You can go back and get them.
No, they're going to be charred. They're going to look bad. Actually, they'd probably be fine.
Polish
them. Give them a little bath.
My last one? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to guess. It's kind of hard.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'm going to get this right.
Okay. Come on, think. What do I really give a fuck about?
Your laptop.
No.
You better.
I'm not bringing that out. Sorry. Everything's on the cloud. Everything's
on the cloud. Fuck my MacBook.
I'm sorry. There's something more important than my MacBook. There's a one-of-a-kind piece that you can't get anywhere else because I have it. God, really? You can't get this? What do I sleep with every night?
Oh, your blankie.
Duh. Are
you still around?
Hell yeah.
You have a shred of it left? That's not even OG blanket.
No, that OG is blanket got lost blanket. Long years. Yeah, I know. Well, this blanket has been with me for like a good decade.
And don't you like to put them on your face?
Yeah, I'm so disgusting, guys. Don't worry, I wash it.
It's okay. All right, that was good. Did I get a point? No.
No,
do I get
sucked.
A half of a point at least?
Yeah, you get. Oh yeah, you get 1 point because you made one up that was better than the Grateful Dead merch. Good for you.
I get 1 point from that. Come on.
Good for you.
Okay, so how many points you have? I have three.
I have five.
Dang. Okay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Let's keep going.
All right. What is another place besides Denver, Colorado, where you would like to live?
In the United States?
Yeah, let's just do that.
I'm going to guess Hawaii for you.
Ooh, I did not put that down. I didn't really think that was like a real life possibility. Is yours Hawaii?
Yeah, mine's
yours
Hawaii.
Yours has Hawaii. Yep. Mine's North Carolina.
Okay, so like a realistic state.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Hawaii is not going to be super convenient.
Right.
It's a little expansive.
And a little far away from everyone else.
Yeah, so I guess if it's I had to, beach. Can you guess one for me that's a state?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put a different one that I think I would like living in.
Seattle?
Look at Which her. Is she not knows a state.
So well.
It's a city.
No, I know it's not.
But
a state.
Yes,
it's been a place.
Would you live there though? I think I would. I would like to live there temporarily. It's beautiful.
I've never been. Really I've heard cool it's city. Amazing.
I think but you
I
would like just, it.
I like the sun. I heard it's hella cloudy.
It is. That's why I would do like a year. Okay. I'd like to dabble.
Yeah, I would totally in dabble in dabble in Seattle. Cute.
San Francisco would also be pretty lit.
Ooh,
I would live there for yes. a little brief moment.
100%.
But also North Carolina would be one of
like,
my
Like, I feel like I if I was beaches. Like old and had my family and I was just trying to chill, mm-hmm. I would like go to North Carolina, have mm-hmm. my little house, go to the, I would like live in Wilmington, go yeah. to the beach.
Yes, you know what I mean? Totally. That's a dream. It's a dream.
So, yep.
All right.
If they could be an animal, what would your best friend be? Okay, be an animal versus mm-hmm. favorite animal. There's a difference.
If you could actually be
If you
one.
Would be the animal.
Okay.
Okay.
For you, I'm going to guess sea turtle.
Fuck.
Is that it?
No, but that's a really good one.
I thought you loved turtles.
No, you should get a point because I was tying between that and dog.
Dolphin.
Dog.
Oh, you put dog?
Yeah. Okay. I want to be a house dog. How fun okay. would that be to live like a dog
true.
Life?
That's true.
It's like a house pet?
I know. Guess what mine is?
House cat.
House cat.
You've always said that. You're like, in my next life, I would love to be a house cat.
I'm telling you, I look at my you cats all the time and I'm like, cat. You guys have the best life.
Dude, you would be a great house cat.
But I want to be an indoor house cat yeah. that's protected. I don't want to have to deal with predators.
Can you and be like Tucker who goes on the deck nice. A little bit?
Yes, I would like a nice deck, a nice warm, safe spot to lay where I don't have to worry about predators. They have the best life. I'm telling you, my cats sleep like 20 fucking hours
That's
a day.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Like I would do anything to fucking sleep 20 hours
right?
a day.
Right? That oh sounds so nice.
And then just like get up and shit in a box yeah. and eat something, go back to
That's
sleep.
That's the one part I'm like, the box though.
You're it's not into dirty. The box.
Well, Especially cats have to share shit. With other cats. If I had my own box, I'd be down.
But so you'd literally be like your cat Lily.
Yeah, she has her own box because she refuses to share with the others.
Wow. And you always say that you have like the same soul as Lily.
Yeah, so. We're the same soul.
That's
and
good.
So in my next life, I might be her. She might be me.
That could be good.
Might switch.
Wow.
Yeah, a little Freaky Friday. Cat edition.
My God.
All right, next up.
Okay. Where was your best friend born?
Okay, that's stupid.
Okay, yeah, we're fucking skipping that. Sorry.
I was, for the... For the of fun the of it.
I was born in LA.
Wow.
Super fun.
So fucking cool. I was born in Concord, Massachusetts.
Yeehaw.
That is not a yeehaw place, but okay.
You're right. It's literally the opposite of yeehaw. I don't know why that was there. What would our superpower be if we could pick?
Oh. All right. I think you would want to be invisible.
Wow. No, that's not it. That's a good guess, no, though.
I thought you'd want to like sneak around. I don't know why I would guess that. What would your superpower be?
Teleport.
Oh, that's good.
I want to be able to be like, I'm going to go to Hawaii for the night for dinner.
Oh, that'd be sick. Best like, superpower ever.
I miss my friend back east. I'm going to go over there.
That's way better than being invisible.
Yeah, fuck being invisible. Way better. Excuse me.
Way better.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
Teleport. I like that.
Okay. Okay. Yours is, I don't know. To fly?
Yes.
Really?
Why do you know me so well? This is so embarrassing. Oh my
God, fun.
Yeah, fly. That's, I think that'd be really cool. Even though I'm kind of afraid of heights, it'd probably be a little scary. But if I was good at it.
But if you were good at it, mm-hmm. That'd be sick.
I'd fly right to Hawaii.
Yeah, you would.
Clearly, we really want to go to Hawaii. Yeah,
Jesus, that's all this podcast is about.
Okay.
Okay, what is your best friend's biggest fear? Like, not phobia, just fear. Okay, I'm just like putting it right out there what yours is.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
Josh dying.
No,
I put heights.
Oh, damn it.
But yeah, Josh dying would really be bad. That scares me.
Sorry. But you always say you're like,
but my biggest fear is heights. So I guess my phobia is spiders and my fear is heights.
Does that even make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. All right. What's my biggest fear?
Death.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding. Death. I'm scared of it. All right. Let's see here.
So now I have 4 points. Yay.
What are three items your best friend always carries with them? Okay. Phone?
Yes. Check.
Weed pen?
Yes.
And, I don't know. I want to say like some type of smelly essential oil or something.
I was going to put that, but my water bottle is more of a priority.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha. Very good.
All right. For you.
Okay.
Phone. Water bottle, vape pen.
No, phone water bottle, scrunchie.
Oh, scrunchie.
Good call.
Phone, water bottle, scrunchie. Okay, next question.
All right, best pizza topping. And cheese is like not one of them, like an actual topping. All right, yours is pineapple because you're disgusting.
Yes,
congratulations. Absolutely.
I am not disgusting.
Absolutely.
Let me know if you like pineapple on pizza because if you do, you're automatically my friend.
Automatically.
That's how it works.
Oh.
Okay, yours is mushrooms.
Yay, yep. Good job. We know each other so well.
Pretty well.
Okay.
I've got 5. How many do you got?
10.
Damn, I suck
I'm
at this.
I'm whooping your ass.
All right, next.
Favorite movie.
Favorite movie. Oh, you know mine. You don't even like movies.
What am I supposed to put down?
Oh, come on. You know my favorite movie. What's like the only movie I really give a fuck about in life?
Frozen.
Well, I was like, I'm literally leaving this table.
Okay, what does she like?
Oh, come on. It's the classic. Who's my favorite person ever? Let's be real.
No, I know. Don't give me the answer. Jeez.
Knocked Up?
Yes. That's it. That will always be my favorite movie. Because Seth Rogen is my favorite person on the planet.
You would, that's like your one.
He's my second husband.
Yeah. Yep. He's like your free card. Like if you got to have sex with someone else, it'd be Seth. No?
I don't know. I don't know if I really like, I don't know. I want to just hang out.
Oh, I thought you found Seth sexy. Sexy Seth.
No, he is sexy, hot. But I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe I would do Seth. Who knows?
Depends on how I was feeling at the day. Okay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
What is yours? It is Grinch?
Yep.
Okay, Jim Carrey Grinch, people.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey Grinch. And if you don't like it, bye.
A lot of people don't like
that. Yeah, how could you not like that movie? I'm sorry.
Speaking of Jim Carrey, we were just talking about that. He's such a, like, a lot of people don't like Jim Carrey.
And why is that? Because he's weird as fuck.
There was a lot of mixed opinions on him as Joe Biden on SNL.
I thought he was like perfect for it.
I thought he was too. God, and I can't believe how much he looked like him.
Oh my God, amazing.
I never would have picked him for that.
Totally.
But now that it's a thing.
God, the smile.
I know. It's really like
eyebrow gestures. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
It's great to see him and stuff again. Anyway, sidetrack.
Okay. What is your best friend's favorite animal? Yours is, oh wait, I don't know what your favorite is.
Let's do like outside of our house pets.
Yeah.
Like our animal, exotic animal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what yours is. Shit.
I don't know. I don't even know my own, so. I like chimpanzees till I read that story about the face.
What the hell? I never knew you liked chimpanzees ever in my life.
Oh, I used to really like them, but not anymore.
Yeah, she read this article about this chip who like went savage on someone's face. It was really sick.
I actually really want to cover it on Mile Higher, but Janelle always says no.
It's just not enough to cover.
It's interesting though. It's a crazy fucking story.
It's not that interesting. It's more just sad and gross.
Okay.
Perfect for Mile Higher.
Some people will like that. Okay, it's not a chimpanzee anymore because those motherfuckers will kill you so fast.
You are here first.
I'm afraid of them now. Let's see. I have this one animal that I'm obsessed with, even though I'm scared of them. This is my favorite animal to research. I'm most interested in this
animal.
Oh
my God, I think I know. Oh no, what's the name? It's that one crazy bird?
No, it's not a bird.
Oh, I thought it was that one like evil bird you tweeted.
Oh, I like that kind of bird too. Oh yeah, what is that called? A shoebill duck?
Yeah, the thing's terrifying. I'll put something. A picture up here. It's scary.
Yeah, he's a little scary looking. Looks like he got like legs. Scary, but no.
Yeah,
not
all
a bird.
Birds have legs, Kendall. Oh my
but
God.
Human legs. Looks like he's about to walk like a human. It's a leopard seal.
Oh, those are so cool.
These are the coolest animal to research if you like to randomly research.
I love
random animals.
Ooh, fun.
Do you ever go down just a rabbit hole research? Into the world of an animal and how they live?
Oh, yes.
So interesting.
Yes.
Leopard seals are beasts. They
really?
They are crazy. They will rip you apart.
Oh, shit. But they're also like beautiful.
Serious predators.
Yeah, so beautiful. Elegant looking until they fuck you up.
But their mouth, their teeth, they like almost look like something out of a horror movie. I love researching them. So that'd probably be mine. Leopard seal.
Wow. Okay. What's my fave?
A lion because you're a Leo.
No, a cow because it's always been a cow.
Yeah, it always has been a cow. I forgot.
Wow. I'm glad you paid
attention.
Yeah,
Janelle
to
liked
me.
Cows so much that I made a bunch of cow print stuff for her
dorm.
Yeah,
I love
college.
Cows. They're so cute and amazing. I just want
to
cuddle them.
What happened to all the cow print things I made you then? Why aren't they still up in your wall?
Do you want me to put them up?
Yes.
Okay, John will be so pleased when I put a cow glittery J up above our bed.
Sounds good.
Oh my God. Okay, we have a few more here, people. Let's see here. Favorite TV show? I'm guessing yours immediately. I already know yours. Yours is The Office.
No. So close though. That's like a whole different category. Like if funny TV shows, that's my favorite.
Dexter, is that what you just wrote?
It's Dexter.
Dexter. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
what's
my
mine?
Favorite.
Oh, come on. Get some right at least.
Big Brother?
No. Will and Grace.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like current things that you're watching. I forgot about
favorite
Will and
show.
Grace.
You suck.
I can't. Wow. I should know that. She does love Will
like,
and Grace.
Hello. It's my
I
favorite
forgot about
ever.
It.
It's my favorite show of all. I'll watch
I
it.
I forgot.
On repeat forever if I could. Okay.
I was going to say Keeping Up with the Duggars or whatever their names are.
You mean
the Duggar
19
family.
19 Kids and Counting. Okay, that was a good
19
back in the time.
19 Kids and Counting. And they're all named D names, right?
J.
Oh, J. That's stupid. Their last name's Duggar.
Should yeah.
Be like Dylan Duggar and Dougie Duggar.
I'm gonna fucking throw up. Dylan Duggar, Dougie Duggar. And my kid, Dougie Duggar. Hello,
okay.
We're not doing well. Okay. Least favorite food.
Least favorite. Mm-hmm. That's hard. There's so many things I hate.
Your least favorite's gotta be like bacon or something.
I'll give that to you. I said pork.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Pork and Jen.
You're like ham. That's what I should say. You
ham,
really hate ham.
Any of those things.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm not really a big bacon person either. Sometimes I'll like it. If it's in a Bloody Mary and it's cooked exactly like I like it, maybe.
Then you'll drink. If it's like
but,
soaking up the vodka and tomato juice.
Yeah. Even then though, I don't know. I'm not a big bacon person. I just don't like anything from pigs. Well, gross. All right. You. I don't know. I am really bad at this game. I'm so embarrassed. I was like, oh, we're going to know each other so well. It's just going to be crazy.
Guess it's just a one-sided friendship here, folks.
How many points do you have?
I have 12. 6. Oh my gosh. I hate myself right now.
Come on. What do I not like?
You don't like a lot of things. You don't like meat in general, like beef. So beef, is what? That it?
I'll give it to you. I said red meat, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, red meat.
Yep, good job. Excellent work.
There you go.
All right.
So now I have 7 points. Yay,
good job.
Me. Okay, I'm going to try to get all the rest right.
Some of these are really easy. Should we do it just
yeah,
for shits and gigs?
Because I need
favorite
easy.
Color. Okay, this is hard for me though, because you like don't have a favorite color.
No, I don't.
Like, I literally don't know what your favorite color. Green?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can it depends you write, on the day.
Say you don't have one. That's your fucking answer.
Yeah, that is my answer. I don't have one.
And that's what I guess, people.
I know. Everyone hates that about me. Because it's sometimes it's purple, sometimes it's blue,
like,
sometimes
I don't it's understand. Pink, it's literally like the green. First opinion you make when you're a child is like, what color do you grab? She's like, I don't know.
I hated that question as a kid. I was so stressed out because I changed mine all the time. And I was always like, oh, I don't know what mine is. Like, I just.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew
pictures. Amber drew
that? What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Well, what's mine?
Yours is blue.
Wow. Good job.
That was easy. But yeah, I really only like cool colors. I just don't like red, orange, or yellow. I like blue, green, purple, pink.
All right. There you go.
So that's my answer.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yep. We already knew that. Come on, people. Let's
we both
be real.
Know.
We both
come on.
Everything favorite. Okay. Favorite band or artist? Everything else sucks. Is that what you say?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I actually really love Halloween. Janelle's not a big Halloween person.
Not into it.
Which is weird that you work for me and you don't like Halloween.
Nah, it's like Halloween 24/7 up in this hole.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, your favorite artist is Grateful Dead.
Wow, congratulations.
Oh, I'm just stacking my points
is
now.
Is yours... See, this
is really
is
hard. I don't have something that's like Grateful Dead for me where it's just above all else.
Right, right, right.
My current ooh, favorite Casey? Artist, yeah.
Yes!
Kacey Musgraves is my yay! Current
yeah, she's a bad fave. Bitch. I love her. She's so cool.
I absolutely love her music. I'm just waiting until she puts out something else.
Hell yeah, so we can stop listening to the same songs over and over again.
Yeah, we love that Golden Hour
yes,
album.
Yes, we do.
It's really good.
Okay, all right. Two more people. Or no. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one more, folks. This is it.
This is it. How many points do you have?
I have 14.
I have 9.
So I won. I love you more than you love me. That's great.
Establish really, that. Really sad.
Just kidding.
I feel like I could have tried harder. Honestly, I kind of fucked this up.
Honestly.
I just wasn't on my game.
Okay, this one is a not about ourselves, about the other person. Who spends more time on the internet?
Oh.
This is hard because...
Yeah, it's pretty hard, but I think I know the answer.
Is it you?
It's me.
It is you?
It's me.
Okay, we both agreed. We both hit a point.
Woo! Definitely me.
Barely, though. I don't know.
Hey, it is my job.
You a hella internetter.
I am an internetter.
But you just don't like the silence. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I taught her to bring her phone into the shower. Do you still do that?
Yes. Why'd you teach me that? That was you that taught me that.
I was like, you know your phone's waterproof for the shower, right? She was like, excuse me?
Yeah, now we always do that.
Never have silence ever again.
That's terrible.
I know, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
Oh my God. All right, well, that's it. I got 15. You got, what was your total?
9.
Yikes.
I think I got 9. Let's see. Actually, I got 10. I got 10.
I got 15. I am the winner.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn it.
Thank you.
Oh, you always win at everything. Now you've won both of the podcast games. Oh, if you didn't see, we did a conspiracy game on Mile Higher a few weeks ago. And it was really fun.
It was so fun.
I think we need to bring the guys back on. I want to play another game, but I don't want it to be about us. I want to play a trivia game Like, okay. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
I saw Ethan play that on his podcast.
That would be so funny. We should do it.
I think we should. I think it would be really funny. Let us know if you guys would like to see that by giving this podcast a thumbs up.
Yes.
Also, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. The YouTube views do not count, unfortunately. Hopefully they change that eventually, but it will definitely help us out if you guys just quickly subscribe. Even if you don't actually listen there, you can still watch on YouTube, but just hitting that subscribe will download it automatically for you and will give us those numbers.
We greatly appreciate it. Exactly.
Definitely.
And follow us on social media too, because sometimes we'll post about like, what should we, we'll do like little polls of like, should we do this or this week? Or what do you guys want to see? So if just a better way to interact with us, follow us on social media. Social media.
Social media.
It's at @_SeshPodcast.
Yes. And also our next two episodes are going to be Halloween themed.
Yes.
So look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And we might be involving you guys in some of that. We're still trying to iron out the
details. Yeah. So even more so, follow us so that you can stay up to date if we end up getting you guys involved. But that is it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you and love your support and everything. And that's it. We will see you on the next episode of The Sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.